And one of the things that's done is right here, these buckets are filled with grapes. What kind of grapes?
These are filled with Chamberson grapes, and the winner this Saturday who stomps the most juice will actually win an overnight stay here at Chateau Alon.
You ready?
You ready to try it?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
Not disgusting.
Let's go.
All right,
go.
You ready? Give us a 30-second time. Here we go. So what's the deal here? There's a contest to stomp, and how are you measuring who does the best stomping?
And whoever stomps the most juice wins an overnight stay, but it's not the only thing you can do.
The measuring cups are down below, right?
Measuring cups are down below.
All right. And if you win, you get to stay at Chateau Alon, and what else do you have going on here?
Well, if grape stomping's not your thing, you can come and spend the day listening to live music, eating international foods, having wine tours and tastings, vineyard tours, seminars, arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun, a whole day.
Stop.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think she is.
Yeah, she's
Ouch.
Hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay. Boy,
gosh, I hope she's okay.
Okay. Mm. We're going to make sure she
we'll
is.
Try and check on her and get back to you as soon as we can.
We'll be back right after this.
Everybody, Sassafras with Lost Desert Souls on More Music Radio Pod.
Dirty dunes.
Pulled out sledgehammers and banged on stone. Blackbirds kept circling above. We found some buried bones and we shot them down. Nothing but desert at our feet.
Nothing but sand, skulls, and dunes.
A dry wind blows through cracks in our face.
Blistering from the sun.
It's only cold when we sleep.
We never see the moon.
We're lost desert souls on our knees, that's right.
Deserted, we waded through
pulling teeth and hair out from our arms. Bring back those shadows now. We'll be dead as the desert soon. Only snakes and birds left here.
And the vultures fly with fear.
Our souls been buried by the sound.
Some boiling
sand wash away all of our skin.
Sand wash away all of our skin.
Yeah. Blinded with sand. Been buried by the sun. Desert birds hollowed out your head. In the desert.
Yeah, man.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
What's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod. It's Thursday, August 4th, 2011, and we're here having another party at Skid Row Studios. All right.
We're doing it again.
Yeah, man.
Insecurity power.
We have Dan, mandatory. And we have Jeremy in studio.
Hey, what's up?
And tonight we're welcoming Wounded Lion. All right.
They're
what's
here.
What's going on, guys? They're here.
They're having ranges. Us.
Two of the guys are here. Yeah, but we were talking about the other members of Wounded Lion and how they were not allowed to come, and that's cool. You know, I got to regulate with our band too. You know, so, but yeah, man,
you stay outside. You stay outside.
I'm really glad to be here tonight, man. I was feeling sick all week.
Yeah, man, you were sick.
Yeah, man, I had like the stomach flu and shit, fucking vomiting, shitting all over myself, fucking nasty, man.
Bad salad.
Yeah, man. But yeah, dude, so tonight you guys, we're going to talk to Wounded Lion, and you guys are going to play some songs acoustically for us live in studio.
We are.
Yeah, cool, man. Are you guys having a good time so far?
It's pretty mellow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, cool, man. Speaking of my illness, I wanted to play, before we jump into these first couple songs, here's something that a friend of ours sent us, and it reminded me of what... was going on with me this week.
I thought that was you.
I love this thing.
Okay, hold on. Where does it hurt?
My stomach.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
私はひどい下痢です。
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
This is my theme song this week.
So,
Jeremy was telling me we're pretty hot in Japan.
Yeah, that's why I got this.
So for you guys,
I went to Japan and I got this song.
We're really touching you, you know, reaching out.
ジェスチャーゲームの要領です。感情を込めてやってみましょう。I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. So were you singing this like on the toilet?
My butt was singing it.
That's good.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
So we have Wounded Lion in studio, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Yo, motherfucker! You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod. From Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California, at skidrow.la.
You will feel a sense of comfort and deep peace within. Let go. Let go completely. All problems and all worries. Imagine that next to you is a box, your energy conversion box.
Heaven knows where's I go, but look out now because here I come. I got my Mars and I'm gonna go for it, and I don't seem to care about the state that I'm in. Boulder Dash, big mustache, they gave me a nickname and they called me Pepper, and I roam around from town to town, and I'll tell you all the stories about the ventures I've been in.
Here is all right. And see yourself moving forward in your life. Take a deep breath in.
Back it up. You got
the best that I'm in. And I could go,
Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562. Please, please don't tell my mom I was here.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was a... Cool Skull with a little lead in there.
Did
yeah.
you see that documentary that Cool Skull is going to be in?
No.
Yeah, I saw it on Wet Mango's page.
And, oh, shit, that's cool.
There's a trailer for it. It looks like a really cool documentary, and there's like a split second where Cool Skull's in it.
Cool Skull, for those of you who don't know, Cool Skull and like Wiz Wars and Wet Mango and like all these other kids... They're like the kings of like chip thrash music. It's like 8-bit music that they make with like Game Boys and like PSPs and stuff. And they like can do some songs and shit. Really fucking cool. And
just like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, and this is Eddie Murphy and Rick James doing the best that they can with this. Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time. Before that, we heard King Devil with Pepper, and we heard Wounded Lion with Carol Cloud, and we have Wounded Lion in studio right now. What's going on, guys?
Kicking back.
Yeah,
just
man.
Just hanging out.
So, yeah, man, we were listening to some Wounded Lion right now, and you were telling me how that made you feel.
It sounds better than I remembered. I'm glad I've forgotten.
You have a terrible memory. It sounds fine. Sounds great.
It sounds like partying all the time. Yeah, I understand why you put them together. There is a link.
So, yeah, Wounded Lion, man, you were telling me that you've been around for like 6 years now, right? 5 or 6 years?
That's right.
And has it been the same members?
The drummer switches every 2 years. Try to refresh the band by changing the drummer every 2 years.
It's like tires.
Yeah.
They get a little worn.
When there's a little smell, then you like toss them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like getting old.
When your tire gets a little bit of an attitude, it's time to change it.
So yeah, man, what was the name of it? Was that a self-titled album? I didn't catch the
It was self-titled. Wounded Lion, Wounded Lion.
And you guys have some 7-inch releases before that, right?
A couple before it and a couple after.
Cool, man. Are you guys playing shows right now?
That's like 14 inches of record.
I know, and it just keeps growing. We're playing 3 shows next weekend up in the Bay Area. And then back in L.A. sometime in September with Davila 666 at the Echo.
Cool, man.
September 11th, never forget.
Yeah, never forget.
No, I'll never forget that, man. Yeah. What happened?
10-year anniversary show.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What happened on September 11th again? I forgot.
A bunch of Puerto Ricans came to the U.S. and played rock and roll for you at the Echo.
Yeah. They rediscovered rock for us and then served it on a silver platter.
If you have a problem with Wounded Lion's sense of humor, you should call in 800-893-9562. Because I'm kind of offended and I don't want to fight this battle alone. This is ridiculous.
Because we said rock and roll.
Rock
and
roll.
Is that the problem?
Yeah. Puerto Rican. I'm offended by the word Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not. They in fact exist. No matter what we do about it, they exist.
Oh, so, do you want to give a shout out to the other members of your band? Like who else is playing in your band? Right now we have Rafi.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Rafi.
What do you play?
And I'm Brad.
I'm Brad.
And some of the members that aren't here tonight at Skid Row Radio are June, Shant, mm-hmm. Rafi's brother. His name means lightning in Armenian.
Wow.
And Lars.
What does Lars mean in Armenian?
Freedom.
You mean Shanti. So we got 40% of Wounded Lion.
Yeah, man.
I'm really good at math.
I really like your music, man.
Thank you.
I'm a new fan, so like I'm actually here today to try to learn more about Wounded Lion and about your music.
Yeah,
and
ask the penetrating questions.
Where can we get some penetration going on and, you know, all that stuff, man.
Whatever you want, you know? We're very accommodating as a band.
So in the 5 or 6 years, man, what can you say for, like, playing in the band? Because, I mean, you were mentioning some kind of uncomfortable stuff with, like, member changes, and we kind of go through that. I don't know if you've known.
I think it's normal. Anyone that's in a band knows about it. It's probably not interesting because everyone deals with it.
Yeah, but, I mean, some of the interesting stuff is the stuff that's kind of, like, held back and, like, not like talked about, you know. And
also,
like,
not everybody that listens to the show is in a band.
Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, we are traveling down the road less traveled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I love that book.
And we got our headlights on high beam right now.
Yeah,
because we don't know what the hell we're doing, man. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I mean, our band's been around for, it's going to be 13 years in a couple days, and we're going to have our anniversary. And
do you feel superstitious with that number? Because actually, I think it's a cool number. But how do you guys feel about it?
I like it because if I were in a gang, it'd be in a Mexican gang, and that's like the 13th number of the alphabet. So I think it's pretty cool. But like some people, if they build a building, they don't even put the 13th floor. Isn't that weird?
It's weird, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think we're gonna put the 13th floor on this one. We'll just go to 14.
Cool, man.
Well, but yeah, as far as 13. It's not quite 14.
So what do you guys do? Are you guys day jobbers, or are you guys making enough money to support yourselves with the Wounded Lion, or like what's your story?
I think we make so much money as Wounded Lion, it would be perhaps unfair or offensive to talk about it in public.
So you're like the lottery.
I mean, because you know how much you're paying us tonight,
right? Right. It's undisclosed for tax purposes. You're like the lottery winner who hits the lottery but still keeps his job because he wants to remain the same person. You know?
Yeah. No. A lot of why most people enjoy our music is because we're normal guys, and so for the fans, we keep our day jobs.
It's important to stay grounded.
Yeah.
The blue collar aspect.
Yeah, it's where John Cougar went off track, right? Or if Eddie Money would have stayed a cop, we could have enjoyed a much longer career.
Yeah, could you imagine getting pulled over by Eddie Money? What would you tell him, man? What would he pull you over for, too?
Well, I don't like puns, but there's all kinds of shit you could say about tickets and two tickets to paradise.
Cool, I got to catch a train. It leaves tonight.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm still feeling kind of sick, man. I took 3 days off, man. I'm feeling kind of out of it right now. I had a fever, like 104 fever.
And like a rock and roll fever?
It sounded like you were hot-blooded.
Check it.
That's Foreigner, not Eddie Money.
But a nice try, though, man.
You're crossing the streams of shitty classic rock.
Come on.
Yeah, man. You guys do any drugs? You guys got any drugs on you?
Is music a drug?
Yeah, because I got so much drugs in my pocket.
Yeah, it's coming out my ears.
You guys are going to play some drugs for us, man.
Yeah.
We're going to give them away for free this time.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
And then you're an addict.
Yeah.
You know, I also want to apologize to Poor Man. Remember Poor Man from way back in the day? From the K-Rock days?
Totally.
I was trying to get him in here because he's moving to New York. And like I was reading about him. Yeah, I don't know. He's going to go and become like... he's going to get back on top over there in New York. I talked to him and I wanted to get him down at Skid Row, but he lives in Newport Beach. He said he probably can't make it. He's leaving in August. And I told him we were going to call him, but we started late. So I just wanted to kind of punch through some stuff so we can talk to Wounded Lion and hear some songs and stuff. So if Poor Man's listening right now, maybe we'll talk to him next week or something. So,
yeah.
You know what? We still got some people coming. We got, you know, Tony, right?
Totally. He's recorded several of our tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's on his way. And hopefully by the time he gets here, he'll be able to hear some Wounded Lion live on the More Music Radio Pod. So why don't we play a couple more songs? And when we get back, why don't we have you guys play a couple songs, man?
All right, Vince.
All right. Cool, man. Yes. We'll be back on More Music Radio Pod.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh.
Skid Row, LA.
I've been to the takeover system. They've got some crazy.
going to the Dagobah system. Just do this one thing for me.
This is David Lieberhart calling to the Radio Music Pod at 1-800-893-9562.
Yeah, man.
All right. Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod, man. We have Wounded Lion in studio. You know what? Enough of my fucking blabbering.
Hey, does this work?
Yeah, that one.
All right, sorry.
Cool. So enough of my fucking bullshit. We're going to have Wounded Lion play a couple songs for us right now on the More Music Radio Pod. And we have Brad and Rafi from Wounded Lion ready to go. All right, cool. So here, why don't we do this? We'll have you guys sing in these things here. And then you can put this right here.
guitar.
All right. Cool.
Well, you know, we just heard a song from Manhattan Murder Mystery. They were in here. But anyway, it's Matt's birthday tomorrow for Manhattan Murder Mystery.
And before that, you heard Wounded Lion with Dagobah System.
And they're here. And that's not their birthday.
From that one movie, right?
It's like our birthday because they're here.
That's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Cool, boom, man. Boom, boom, so what song are we going to hear right now, man?
We're going to do a song called Pony People. It's about being a Sagittarius.
All right, cool, man. Wounded Lion on the More Music Radio Pod.
Looking for themselves, and they find what they want sometimes. A lot of people are looking for themselves in a camper shell, in a diving bell, underneath their couch, in their friend's mouth, underneath their friend's couch, and in their own mouth. Oh, oh, oh. But will they find land to desperate souls in need of them, to help them find themselves again and again? I don't know. And again, pony people are prancing to and fro, and you know they need to work it out to do. Pony people are prancing to and fro, and you know, you know, you know, you know. A lot of them are centaurs,
Sagittarius.
Some of them are satyrs,
Sagittarius.
They're bonding with the wood nymphs. Oh, 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 oh. So when you see the ass of a horse and the torso that I am on the scene, I'm on the scene, I'm on the scene.
Firing arrows into targets, firing arrows into rabbits, firing arrows into the sky, the sky, the sky, the sky. Oh, 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 oh.
Wounded Lion, everybody.
All right, man. Dude, that sounds good, man.
Thanks, dudes.
Awesome. So now we are joined by Tony.
What up, yo?
Yeah, you want to grab your mic back real quick?
Well, are they going to play more songs now? Or
yeah, you guys want to jump into another one?
Sure.
Great, grab a seat,
Yeah, I'm really feeling it, man.
There's a beer there for you, buddy.
This is called Sacagawea.
Sacagawea, you're the queen of the damned. Woo!
night. Hi-ya, 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 hi-ya. Papa Tom Tom, my moccasins are on. My friends, the raven and the bear and the wounded lion. Well, you held my hand in a well-equipped van, and we smoked each other's brands as we cruised across this land, this land.
Yeah! All right.
You got no right, bitch! Hold up! Hold the fuck up, ho! You got no right, bitch!
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international from downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row. We'll be right back.
I quit my job and I went home. I fed the dog, I set him free, and then I flew across the sea. Rome. I took a walk, I met a man, he looked like me, but couldn't talk, he had no tongue, he wore a sign, said stop and think, looked in his eyes, he looked in mine, he started crying and began to scream, and in his throat, there was a note, he said ain't life sweet. Job and I went home. I fed the dog, I watched TV. Ain't life sweet?
Hey, this is Sailor
and Lucas
from Sassafras. And you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
All right, we're back on the More Music Radio Pod with Wounded Lion in studio.
Man, them evangelicals sound like a bunch of commies.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah,
I mean, they're cool, but I don't know if I trust them.
I either owe the singer Julie in the band some congratulations or some words of disgust, because either she's pregnant or she's getting really fat.
Uh-oh. Either way, it's gross.
Boing.
But it looks like she's going to have a baby. All right, man. So,
this is cool. We got Brad and Rafi in the studio.
What's going on, Tony? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. It's been super busy and shit.
Yeah, man. We haven't had you on in a while, man. Yeah. What's been going on with you?
Just working a lot.
Damn.
Getting some work composing, which is kind of cool. So I'm trying to keep that going, you know?
Yeah. What are you composing?
I'm basically writing for this pilot for Disney. And if they like what I do, I'll get to do a TV show.
Oh, cool. The new Mickey Mouse Club or what?
Yeah, exactly. Fantasia.
The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Yeah. Hannah Montana. My dream gig.
Cool, man.
Maybe we can get some connects, and then like our radio show would get picked up on Radio Disney.
Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome.
We could rock this out.
You guys have a lot in common with it.
Yeah. No, I know. You know, the kids grow up.
We're very wholesome. Not like Disney's wholesome. They're like, it's like weird. Fucking pedophilia, basically.
Yeah, peel back one layer and look out.
Yeah.
I know. Donald Duck don't wear no pants, but he got a shirt.
Yeah. It's like, and a hat.
And he's a
But Tony still wants the job, Disney, if you're listening.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying any of these things are bad things, because I want to walk around with a shirt and no pants.
But if you're a sailor, there's kind of different rules.
I guess so.
He's wearing a fucking sailor suit.
Well, everybody knows Disney's great, right? They're not an evil empire at all.
No, they're great. Oh. I'm sure they're listening to us right now.
So. Yeah. They're not racist.
They have a different definition for little boys. That doesn't mean the same thing to them.
Hey, so. I'm sorry. I know we're trying to interview Wounded Lion, but I'm trying to fill out this... like it's a form or something, but like I was trying to get a event list for this week. I'm kind of having trouble.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's stuff going on. So if you guys want to call in and tell me about something that's happening, you should do that.
Hopefully they're not closing down shows like they did the 405 a couple weeks, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be Showmageddon.
Oh.
Showmageddon.
Oh, Showmageddon.
What's the number here, anyways?
Yeah, why don't we get some calls, man? I mean, nobody's calling. I'm starting to feel like because no one's calling.
Actually, I tried to call when we were trapped outside like 10 minutes ago, and it didn't.
But you forgot the number?
I think I might have dialed the wrong number.
Well, the number, just in case you forgot, Tony, is 1-800-893-9562, and you can call up and you can talk to us.
Yeah.
You can find out what's going on. Tony, we have an out-of-town guest in studio.
Yeah, my buddy Greg Dixon's visiting me from Texas, from Denton.
What up? You get to meet Wounded Lion tonight, man.
Dude, I'm totally stoked. I'm super happy to be here.
Yeah, I know. And relax, please, man.
Greg,
settle down.
This isn't NPR. You can use your regular voice.
Yeah.
Greg is about to do his dissertation, and then he's going to be Dr. Dixon as composition major.
That is my hope, yes.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Dr. Dixon sounds like a porno name, man. Dr. Dixon's going to get his dicks in.
Oh,
anyways, holes. Holes.
He has two dicks. He's going to put them in both holes.
So you're going to be like a monocle doctor? What kind of doctor are you going to be?
Yeah, I'll have a monocle. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be all fancy pants.
Yep. So yeah, man, Tony, man, you got your old friend's Wounded Lion in here.
Yeah, man, I haven't seen Brad since the covers party, man. That was a fun time.
That was fantastic.
Over at Drew's.
Yeah, so every year there's a covers party over at our friend Drew's house, and like 20 like different groups get together and play two cover songs each. We all use a back line and stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what happened that night, actually. I think I had a few too many. So I was doing, like, five songs or something. And, like, when we tried to do, like, the first song with Wounded or Brad and, you know, basically I grabbed my keyboard and it just, like, toppled over all of my, like, computer and everything that I had, like, my sounds in. And it was, like, a bad start. But
you recouped, though.
Yeah.
You figured it out. You looked inside and found the answer.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah, it's a cool party. If you call in, you could be like our friends, and maybe you'll find a way to that party.
Yeah, next year.
And be the cool kids.
Whoa, what's that?
And Mormons and Tony, you guys did Dare to Be Stupid.
Oh, hey, you know what? Hello? It looks like we have a phone call in to the More Music Radio Pod. Caller, you are on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
This is Henry Rollins.
Hey, Henry Rollins from Black Flag?
No, SOA. I don't care for that, you know.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. I just thought, you know, I write for the LA Weekly.
Right. Great
and,
paper.
And this band you have in the studio, I like their music.
Oh, awesome! Well, so, what are you inquiring about?
Well, what I want to do, I want to give you an excerpt from my column this Thursday's paper.
Okay. All right. Cool. What do you got?
It has, okay. Here it goes. Are you ready?
Should I play bongos to this?
Yeah. You know.
All right, ready. Go for it, caller.
Okay, I'll start again. Don't fuck with me. Are you ready?
All right, hey, sorry.
Henry, are you on roids or what?
Jesus, man.
Are you all roided up right now or what? Yeah?
Are you ready for this shit?
You have a short temper, I notice. You seem cool, but then all of a sudden something sets you off.
Hey, I write for the Weekly.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Don't
Jeez.
Fuck with me.
Oh, sorry right, about
let
me, that.
Let me. Hey, I like to say this shit out loud. I don't get the chance too often.
All right,
just
cool.
Listen.
Yeah, you never get a Here chance to talk.
Just let me speak, please. I want to read from my writing.
All right, okay? Cool.
Here we go. It's been 2 weeks since Amy Winehouse was found dead in her apartment in London. And her passing happened at almost at the same time as the awful events in Norway. It was a bad weekend for news. It's almost impossible to get one's head around the pain. The shock of what countless people are enduring in Norway and all over the world. Sorry. I got a little... I'm sorry.
So, wow, Henry.
Wounded Lion, I want to sign to my label. It's called Gray Hair. I'm starting up right now. You want to do that? You're on. You're fucking on. Come on. All right. Are you guys ready?
All right.
Can we just make a verbal agreement?
Can we sign right now?
I'm very busy right now, okay? I'm busy. Same paragraph, please. It's perhaps easier to wrap your head around the tragedy of one person, especially the person that is familiar. Oh, excuse me, the person is familiar? I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. I my flag. But I fucked the whole band up because I was too fucking serious about it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Right, do you feel better?
House, she was a hit worldwide. While perhaps not the most surprising celebrity passing, her exit is no less saddening. That's the end.
Oh, that's
what
great.
Do you think?
I liked it.
I thank you for having me on.
Oh, no
hey,
problem.
Hey, Henry,
man.
I got a question for you, man. I was always wondering how you got such a beautiful neck. Like, do you do neck ups? Do you work out your neck?
It's totally natural, man.
Yeah?
Totally natural.
Awesome.
Eats a lot of duck meat.
Makes you get a fat neck.
Yeah.
All that fucking political corruption. You can't fucking, that's what happens, man. Where'd you grow up?
It makes you reading the Washington Post every day.
What?
It's from reading the Washington Post every day. Everybody who reads it has a fat neck. I know that for sure.
On the fucking internet?
Yeah.
You
or in person.
Futurist?
Under a tow bar.
Hey, so what's
I'm
it like?
Hang up right now, you jerks. Please drive me on.
Thanks a lot, Henry Rollins. Oh, sorry.
You're welcome.
Man, okay. That guy really has a low self-opinion, man.
Wow, man. We're getting like all the stars on the More Music Radio Pod. That was Henry Rollins, man.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I think he went to go work out.
And you know, his neck did sound kind of fat, too. So.
Did, huh?
Yeah. He's got like a thick
short,
neck, man.
Short
neck.
It always reminded me of like a Ren and Stimpy character, you know? Like with like
the
veins.
The horse.
Jason Yak. I didn't like it.
I don't know, man.
No, sir.
Yeah, that whole Rollins band fucking totally fucking miss me, man. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's because you don't live in Venice.
Cool, man.
All right.
He was more of a suicidal tendencies guy.
Are you guys drunk yet?
I'm not, man. I'm
pretty much.
You're sure. Getting there?
Pretty much.
You're already wasted, Ref?
I'm messed up, yeah. I'm really, I'm good.
Yeah, that's because you're sipping on the Earl of Times. That's a choice whiskey of Arlo from Mr. T's Bowl.
I know Arlo knows how to get wasted.
It was the best of times. It was the Earl of Times.
I'm going to have a hit of whiskey myself.
Cool, bam, man. Bam. Take that out of a...
Tony was wearing a bikini and brought a bunch of Coronas with him. So
yeah, that's right.
Yep. In tribute to the poor man.
We're doing the show by the beach.
we gave him a poor man thumbs up.
There's like one hit left of this bottle of Early Times. It's kind of disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
That's from everybody in Newport Beach to you, Tony.
Nobody's courageous enough to just get this last drop of Early Times.
I'm going to go for it.
Let's try it. Oh, here we go. Glug, glug, glug,
take
glug,
it to the
glug,
woodshed.
Glug, glug.
Whoa, straight to the dome.
Wow, champagne style.
Hey, you know what? Before
You've
I go on, I want to mention the songs that we played. Let's see. We played the Beaters with Celtic Curse and the Evangelicals with Work Song. And I guess you guys want to play another song or something?
Sure.
All right, cool. And we're going to hear another song right now from Wounded Lion. What song are you guys going to play, man?
Hanging Ancient Circles.
Cool, and that's off of the so your self-titled album that you guys released, right?
That's correct, Vince.
Cool, awesome. I always love being correct on this show, man. That doesn't happen very often.
Oh,
radio pod show on skidrow.la.
Keep it.
Caio Fonseca, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
All right. We're back on the More Music Radio Pod with Wounded Lion and Dan and Tony and
all
Greg
right,
from
all
Texas.
Right, all right,
Jeremy
all right,
Tejas.
All right.
Yeah.
I got one more.
So we've been hearing some live songs from Wounded Lion tonight, man.
We never play acoustically.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because it sounded like you guys have played
come
acoustically
on.
Before.
No, really.
Don't kid around.
No, it's just we don't do that.
Don't fuck yeah. with us. We'll cut you.
I know you will.
Wounded Lion, don't play that.
That's for the Lilith Fair. We don't do that.
Sounds good, you guys, though. I think, you know, I could see like a Wounded Lion unplugged.
Thank you, Tony.
Hey, I think one of your band members is on the line.
What? Get out of town.
No way.
Cool. Hey, who's on the air right now? Caller, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Lars?
Yeah, is there good enough reception here?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're on internet radio.
Yeah, man.
You're lying.
Don't get all nervous and shit.
Don't get lost in the tubes.
I'd never get on internet radio.
Your mom was a fucking lying whore then, because you are on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, hell no.
Are you tingling yeah. inside? Are you
no.
in San Francisco?
No, I'm in Los Angeles.
What up, Lars, man? Hey, it's Tony.
What's going,
buddy?
On, Tony?
Hey, man. So what's going on with that fucking, what's that guy's name? Matt Sarno or some shit?
Who?
That job that you Cronin? Did that they're not they're paying you on? What was that guy's name?
Totem Pole? I don't know.
The Guns N' Roses drummer guy.
Matt Sorin. Matt Sorin.
Yeah. So, like, we do sound for film or whatever, and I sent Lars on a job.
Oh, shit, okay. We got another caller in. This is a new feature on the More Music Radio Pod. We can have simultaneous callers now.
Skid Row Party Line. What up?
It's getting crazy.
Hobo Chili!
Hold on. What did you say?
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
What's going on?
It's Brad and Rafi and Tony and the Mormons on Skid Row Radio.
Yeah, we just called your ass up right now to see what's going on.
Hope you weren't too busy.
To talk to you. Yeah. So everybody, we got like multiple people on the line. We have two more members of Wounded Lion on. And who do we have on? We have Lars and we have June on, right?
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you guys play?
I think so, apparently. I can only speak for myself.
John, what do you play?
You know, that's a complicated question.
Hey, Jeremy, can you turn up the phone?
I play drums, keyboards, and guitar sometimes, and percussion sometimes, you know.
Lars, what do you play?
We're having some technical difficulties. This is a huge step for mankind,
I think,
and a pretty big step for mankind.
I think
it didn't work.
Yeah.
I think the satellite's out.
We're just testing this new stuff out. Jeremy just got a new phone system, and before there used to be like a phone that would ring in the background and interrupt the conversation. But now we actually have it. We can have people queued up, and we have multiple callers on. But I guess it's kind of feeding back and stuff. So
seems like it's working now. Jeremy figured it out.
I'm amazed that you guys picked up your phones.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hey, so we want to hear what you guys are like, just like hanging
out
and stuff at practice.
They only screen
so
your
just
phone
let us
calls.
Creep back into the background and go for it, man.
My goodness, this is very confusing. I'm new, so I don't know. All right, so who's here?
Lars, are you wearing clothes right now?
No.
Lars, what are you wearing? And how long have you been wearing
it? It's on my work.
So you're running corn husks.
Kinky, man.
Are you watching Little Nemo 100 times in a row?
I think too big of a... What's that?
Are you watching Little Nemo 100 times in a row for work?
Little Nemo?
Yeah, don't back on Disney because we've already kissed a lot of ass. A lot of Disney ass.
Hey, so what do you guys do? And now that we're on that topic, what do you guys do for work?
Well, play the drum.
You're a hair designer?
a graphic designer.
Oh, graphic designer.
Yeah, I'd love to do hair someday, too. Yeah. I have broad interest.
Well, John, you do have wonderful hair, so I think, you know, that could translate.
I guess I've been doing it. What can I say?
Yeah.
If anybody else wants me to not touch their hair for a few years so it grows long, I can totally do that, and I don't charge that much.
He won't touch it, everybody.
That's good. You could be a hair consultant.
So yeah, man, your homeboys have been playing some songs over here at Skid Row Studios, man. Do you want to phone in a request or anything that you want your homeboys to play?
Well, you know, when I was 16,
play a live song or pick a song that another artist has played to play as a DJ.
a live song, you turkey.
What's the last song for you guys to play?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That we can do with an acoustic guitar, just Rafi and I.
Yeah, that's it.
Did somebody say Rafi?
Ring, 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 banana phone.
This is a good.
No, wait, no.
Take it easy.
Wrong, Rafi. God damn it.
Will the silly guy let me talk for a second?
I don't know.
Does Rufy have an instrument, or is Rufy just singing backups?
Rufy has a tambourine and is singing backups powerfully.
I'm picking O Jim, I think.
Yeah, that's a good tune.
It's so long.
That's one of my personal favorites.
All right, cool. We got a request from some callers, man.
Well, you guys can just turn up your radios and sing along.
Yeah, man. Hey, we're gonna get our technical difficulties squared away. Thank you guys for picking up the phone and talking to us on the More Music Radio Pod.
What's the website again? Shout it out.
www.skidrow.la. You can listen to us
live. It's actually http://www.skidrow.la.
This is by Lou Reed.
Oh, Jim. How could you treat me this way? Hey, how'd you treat me this way? This way, hey, how'd you treat me this way? You know you broke my heart ever since you went away. You know you broke my heart ever since you went away. You know you
Jim on the More Music Radio Pod. All right, man.
Robbie's cool, not dude. Drunk at all.
No fucking way, man.
It's the elevation.
It's like Denver, Colorado here. It's crazy. Let's make your blood thin.
Well, cool, man. Wounded Lion, thank you for coming in to the More Music Radio Pod. Where can people find you on the intranet?
On Facebook as a social networking site.
Right.
If you're not familiar with
is that www's Facebook?
You can figure that shit out.
www.benstillerpacket69@verizon.net.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And you can find Wounded Lion on iTunes like I did. I got your album today.
Like, you know, a lot of people have.
You guys got some new recordings coming out soon?
We have a new album coming out in November, Vince. Thank you for asking.
Oh, no problem, man. That's my job here on the More Music Radio Pod.
It's our second LP. It's titled IVXLCDM. It's all the Roman numerals just in a string.
What wow. number is that?
It's a nonsensical number.
It's sideways eight.
Exactly. Infinity.
Or infinity.
Or infinity.
Cool, man. Thank you guys for coming and playing some songs, man. Did you guys have a good time?
We had a great time. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we had a great time. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for providing alcohol.
Yeah, did you guys get a buzz?
Way.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. Cool, I'd like to say so.
So, Lars called in, right? And I really wanted to tell that story. I have him tell it, but we were having those technical difficulties or whatever.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about?
But, you know, Lars is he's the drummer of Wounded Lion. He called in. Let me try to take two on this story. It's kind of a funny story. Who's the drummer of Guns N' Roses?
Matt Sorin, excuse me.
Okay, Matt Sorin, like we did this, I sent Lars on a job to basically do audio playback for a music video for Matt Sorin's new band.
And that just means that he just plays the song and then they like do
they
their
act like they're playing
it,
yeah. like the, you know, it's like a music video, that's how you do it. They just play back the audio and they act like they're rocking out, yeah.
They're not actually recording. So are you trying to tell me they're not actually playing it live?
Yeah, I always thought that the music videos were all live even.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of music videos and I always thought they were playing it live.
Yeah. Nope, they don't do that. But anyways, so I sent poor Lars on this job, right? And, you know, it's kind of a lower rate thing, but, you know, Lars is going, he's going to do the job. And, like, that was, like, 4 months ago or something, and they haven't paid us yet. And so we keep, like, contacting them. We're like, hey, like, when are you going to pay us? And they just, like, stop responding. So, hey, Matt.
That's what happens when you work.
It's like the Chinese democracy of patrons.
Chinese. Yeah.
So Matt Scrotum, if you're out there, man, where's my money, motherfucker? I need my motherfucking money.
We need to make it perfect.
We know you're listening.
We're going to get your check in like 10 years.
We are going to go to your house and we're going to fuck you up.
Yeah, yeah, and then play Sweet Child of Mine on repeat until you give us our money.
We're going to make you hang out with Duff.
We're going to make you go to a karaoke place where there's like 10 people singing Paradise City.
And it's November
fucking,
rain.
It fucking sucks. It's like one of the worst songs that people sing at karaoke.
And we're going to make you open your mouth and we're going to piss in it.
Yeah.
You fucking bastard. You fucked with the wrong motherfuckers. And we're going to show you you did.
So, yeah, it's so sketchy, you know? It's like the dude obviously has more money than us.
How much does he owe
you? I'm not going to pay you.
What?
It's like, I don't know. I think he owes us like $600 or something, you know?
Yeah,
he can't come up with $600.
Take a time out from taking those shitty, buying those shitty jeans, and just give Tony his goddamn money.
Yeah, he has like his own line of drums. Come on, like give me a drum set, dude.
Yeah, he has the Easton drumsticks.
Yeah, I want just give me a signed pair of Easton drumsticks, and we'll be good.
They're the only drumsticks that are coated in denim.
Yeah, and I'll have them for like, I'll have them like 20 years from now.
Yeah, and they're embroidered denim with weird pockets.
Yeah. I had a pair of Lars Ulrich Easton drumsticks.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty. I think I still have them.
But he paid you, right?
Yeah, Lars. He kicked me down. Hey, Jeremy, did you ever have a pair of those Easton drumsticks?
Which one are those? Are those the metal ones that you can't break?
Yeah, they're like plastic and metal. Yeah.
Oh, I broke them.
You can replace the tips on them or whatever.
Yeah, the little white tips.
Yeah, they just screw in.
Just the tip.
There's a scam that you can do where when you break one of those motherfuckers, then you buy a new pair, and you just send in the broken stick, and they have a guarantee that they will send you. Mm. And there's no way they can prove that you...
Right.
Like, basically, you'd have to be playing drums hundreds of hours a day.
Scam artists,
What
man?
If they carbon date them?
They didn't.
Like Han Solo, then you'd be fucked.
I totally scammed them. I got a free pair of Easton drumsticks.
That's great.
Hey, so hey, what are you guys doing this weekend, man? You guys got any plans this weekend? Because Dan is going to read what's going on in L.A. this weekend.
There are things going on in this city that people do. I don't know. I don't do them necessarily.
All right, cool. Well,
Dan, you should read that shit because I'm going to Lake Tahoe.
You should. Okay. You know what? Scrap this weekend in L.A. Let's go to Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, fuck it.
And that's what we're doing. No, anyway, Friday, Sassafras was here last week, and they'll be at the Bull Bar. So,
if
you'd like to see them in person, you could do that. They're at 3316 East 7th Street in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'll be there. I'll meet you guys there. You guys want to go together?
Let's carpool.
All right. Cool, man.
Yeah, we just wished Matt from Manhattan Murder Mystery happy birthday. It's his birthday on Friday.
Happy birthday, Matt!
And you can go
I love
see him
you.
At 2421 Valley View Drive. I think that's like a house party that like some drunkard could just stroll into.
Yeah, when
see you in the valley, Matt!
When you see him spank his bottom for his birthday.
Yeah, and we were discussing Eddie Money earlier, and it turns out he's going to be down the street in Burbank.
No!
And you could go to the Starlight Bowl in Burbank
make fun of
him. Tickets.
And, I love Eddie Money.
We have some friends on Monday, Million Kids. They're going to be at the Redwood. And, yeah, that's about it. You know, on Tuesday... Modest Yahoo, he's that Jewish rapper.
That's right.
Oh, like, the guy.
And he's going to be at the Grove in Anaheim, which has like he's a cut. Huge Jewish community, so that's going to go over well.
Anaheim sounds very Jewish.
Anaheim.
I hope he's Yahoo Anaheim
or something.
Show.
I don't know. Isn't that some Jewish
thing? I'm sure there's a chance that might not be sold out, so you could probably check that out.
Cool.
And there's a girl named Sia. She's a very beautiful singer.
Sia goes Pia in her pants.
At the Will Turn on Wednesday. That's like a good show. All right,
but are we hearing something in the background? Is there somebody on the air right now?
That's it for the week. And we got a caller. We'll be back here.
What? Rafi and I are freestyling. I'm playing sax.
We got a caller. We have a caller at the tail end of the More Music Radio Pod. Caller, you're on the air. What you want?
Oh, yo, sorry. Watashi wa hidoi geri desu.
Oh, shit. That's Mark Addison, Greg. You know him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, this is our friend Greg. Mark from Japan. What's going on, Mark?
What's going on, Vince? What's going on, Tony, Greg, Wounded Lion?
Konnichiwa. Hey,
yo.
Konnichiwa, motherfuckers.
Thanks for calling, Mark.
This is the guy that says, call in, bitch.
Yep, and there's X-Japan playing in the background. Mark's corresponding right now from Japan. This is a call from Japan.
Awesome.
Wow.
What time is it over there, man?
About close to 4:20.
What?
Oh,
you
shit.
Know what that means.
Oh, shit. Oh,
what you up to, Marcus? Are you at work?
Nothing over here.
Yeah?
No, I'm on summer vacation.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I'm just chilling.
Hey, say hi to Greg, man. He's in the studio with us visiting in L.A.
What's up, Greg?
Hey, Mark.
These guys are all homeboys from Indiana.
Really?
Yeah.
Wish you could be here, Mark. We're going to have to synchronize an L.A. visit sometime.
Yeah, me, Mark.
I know. I've been meaning to make that pilgrimage to the studio. One of these days. Man.
Hell yeah.
Hey, so how do you want to wrap it up, man, from Japan, man?
Shit.
Why don't you have Guy say something?
All right, Eric. Guy, say something. How old are you, Guy? What? You getting on air nerves, too?
What up, Guy? Remember, say nope to dope and ugh to drugs.
Mark, you should just squeeze him like we did My Cat Daruma to make that one song.
remember that song. I know, I just unearthed that.
I know, I heard it. We did this song where we like squeeze our cat to make it go like, meow, meow.
I need to.
Awesome.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, that's
I
cool.
I miss that cat.
Guys hanging out there.
Oh, cool. Is that your kid?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Tell him to say a that's swear right. word.
Be sure to mask all the horrible realities of life from him.
Oh, no, no. He's getting it honest. And we don't take him to church, so.
Does he like cartoons?
Oh, way too much. Cartoons and Angry Birds. That's what he lives for.
You should have him check out my cartoon I'm working on. It's called Robot No Bot.
Oh, you're all working right, on a cartoon, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's on the YouTube.
Plug it real quick.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's actually I don't do much except show up and then like do what I'm doing right now, talking to a mic.
Yeah, cool.
I do like a voice on there called Roscoe Dingo, and like I'm a soldier or something on there. Awesome. But anyway, my friends put that together. They're like pretty talented animators.
My friends made this movie called Robot Jocks back in the 80s.
So you're not swinging either.
I fucking saw that movie.
Yeah. And they also made an excellent
film. That was a good
movie. I agree. They also made a little film, I don't know if you've heard of it, called Gymkata.
Holy shit. Yes. I'm sorry.
It's got
sorry about the kids.
Actor name STING.
Well, all right then, Mark. Thanks for calling up, man. And we always like hearing from you when you call from Japan, man. It's kind of cool, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be sending some stuff your way. Some
Mark.
Yes. Variety spice up in there.
Yeah, cool, man.
Love you, man.
Well, anyway, dude, thanks for calling. And I also want to thank Wounded Lion for coming in. And before we go, I want you to check the Mormons out, our band. At www.facebook.com/TheMormons, and you can follow us on Twitter /TheMormons, and follow the More Music Radio Pod on facebook.com/More Music Radio Pod. And that's it, man. Thanks again for coming to the show, and thanks a lot, guys. I'm gonna get some rest, and maybe I'll feel a little bit better tomorrow. I'm going to work tomorrow, so. Anyway, that has been the More Music Radio Pod with Wounded Lion. And check us next week at 10 p.m. on www.skidrow.la. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye, guy.
We'll do next week's show from the bathroom.
Yeah. Peace, y'all.
Peace, Mark. Thanks, man.
Yes.
Sayonara, bitches.